the chimes of the times, and the music for your soul. Your kind of radio. This is FM 98.5.
The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, Canada's only gothic mainstream radio program, and only found on FM 98.5.
Warning. The following program may include songs and programmer content containing strong coarse language, sexual references, and possible religious or political critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
This is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft.
Welcome back into the dark side, my dearest night bebes, broadcasting out of our Waterloo, Ontario studio. We are Classic Rock FM 98.5, CKWR, the sound of the region on the radio dial. And from our internet home base at ckwr.com, I am Madame Tamara Ravencroft, your night mistress of the macabre. We ended our first hour with a triplex of music starting with German electro-goth synth-pop band Diorama and Synthesize Me, found on their Ascension Records 2007 album, A Different Life. Followed with Ontario Canada darkwave, gothwave, synthwave duo Violentine and their 2019 selection from off their album Phantom Youth, we heard Phantom Youth, found on the Shore Dive Records label. Then, wrapping things up in a large black bow with American cold wave goth rock band The Wake of Columbus, Ohio, and Marry Me, found on their 2020 Blaylocks Records album, Perfumes and Fripperies.
What does fripperies mean?
Well, my dear Eva, it has two meanings here. The first, it means something showy, frivolous, or non-essential. The second, which applies here, is the place where old clothes are sold, such as a thrift store or a consignment shop.
Madame Ravencroft breaks the fourth wall.
Sorry for tearing you away from the mystic spell I had placed on you. However, I shall resume your journey into the rest of this evening's show in just a moment, as I have a rather important thing to say, which needs to be said. You might be asking yourself this question right now. Why are you interrupting the show, Ms. Ravencroft? Well, because halfway in preparing the first half of this show, meant for broadcast last week, the show which you're hearing currently this week, I had to suddenly drop all that I was doing. The reason? I was encountering a series of daily sudden attacks that was ruled to be an aura migraine, which I had never had before. An aura migraine is when one starts seeing sudden, rapid flashes in front of their eyes, which could last for minutes, upwards to a half an hour or so. These flashes were so bad that I couldn't see anything in front of my eyes brought on with the bright light of the computer screen or a television and even the bright lights of a room, which is why when I'm at the belfry at the station, I like the lights very dim with an overhead light above me or near me. We no longer have that type of lighting at the new location that we had at the old site, which is why I haven't returned to the station. I am trying to fashion a workaround to allow me to maintain the spooky dark side ambience, which was always present when I took the helm at the station. However, this flashing was excessively annoying, inducing intense headaches every time it struck me. It was accompanied by an extreme sharp pain in the curvature of my right shoulder next to my neck. It was so debilitating that I had to be taken to triage, thinking I might be having a series of silent strokes. Now, I do not smoke, drink alcohol, or do drugs of any kind. I keep a relatively clean life. Regardless, I was under attack, and thanks to Rob for helping me through this distressful moment for me. My dear, thank you very much. So after a battery of tests, a stroke was ruled out, but at the tension in my neck region, it remained a mystery, which might be related to pain I had been having in my right breast, but also caused by a pinched nerve overly inflamed in that curvature in my neck. So after 3 hours of sleep, I returned back to the hospital for an ultrasound on the breast. Nothing was found as far as an abscess was concerned, but I will be sent for further tests so as to rule out an infection or cancer or possible leakage. Also, they wished to check out my eyes to see if I may have a detached retina. I had been pushing myself working on the show for over 2 solid years, so it's not surprising my eyes would be overstressed being in front of the computer so much. I just thought you needed to know. I want to be fully honest with you because I love you, love doing the show, and promoting goth music whenever and wherever I can. When I know what's going on, I shall let you all in on what is happening. So if you start seeing repeats, you have the reason in advance as to why that is happening. So please keep this in mind. Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
So last hour you mentioned Aubrey.
Yes, at least you are alert and listening.
Of course. Do you not get along with Mr. Brawley?
Don't get me wrong. I like Aubrey. He's cool. Just that I have to address the fact people are assuming he is me and is the host of The Dark Side due to him playing a lot of goth music for his show slot time, and it has me somewhat concerned. I don't hate him, nor am I angry with him. You see, Eva, I largely play goth-adjacent music here on the show. I'm known for it. The only time I do not play goth music is within the body of the Secret Song Selection, where any genre can be plucked from time. But that is only one song outside of pure goth for the entire show. If I do more than one genre throughout the show, then it is no longer a goth-centric show now, is it? Generally, when a program puts on a special music program, they stick to the genre they feature under their region of focus. Mine is goth-adjacent music, which includes occult rock. Again, the spooky region of music. I do not focus on new wave, jazz, synth-pop, or hippie music, for example, during the entirety of The Dark Side, with the exception of the Secret Song Selection.
True. You aren't wrong there.
There is supposed to be an understanding between programmers not to cross over their programming with another. I adhere to that moral understanding. I have no problem if they include a single goth-oriented song per episode. Just don't overly saturate their show with goth. Unless they're doing a one-time full show featurette on goth music, then come and talk to me. Include me, please. Also, it wouldn't hurt to ask me to do a collab with them and or a promo push of my show on their show if they are going to venture into a genre that another programmer helms that specific genre on the station too. I believe that it is courteous to push their show if you play a goth song on your show. I'm not being unreasonable here. But do you better understand, Eva, what I mean? Why I'm trying to keep a demarcation of regions between programmers so as to help keep the peace? Simply put, I work hard to put on the show and I see it as my baby. If you play goth-adjacent music, try to keep it to one song and be courteous and do a promo for my show, please. I'm more than willing to make a promo up for them and push their show on my show. I'm just formally asking for others to work with me. And let's keep the harmony between us programmers, is all I'm asking here.
Understandable.
Now, I must get back into the show, my fey companion. Our next sixplex taking us into hour two will be some classics often demanded by you night creepers with Icon, The Cult, and Echo the Bunnymen, coupled with Strange Boutique and Scene Noir. Our maxi series of It Sounds Goth, but nope, it's not. Found embedded in our Secret Song Selection this week comes from new wave synth-pop singer, who was the head of a very popular band from the 1980s. A man who was often never seen without his signature black sunglasses, and who is married to a Czech supermodel who often donned the swimsuit cover of Sports Illustrated, and who appeared in the 1989 romantic comedy Her Alibi. If you know the singer which I'm hinting at then, take a swig of your happy juice and beam a wide smile. If you do not know who I'm referring to, then you will just have to wait a moment and all shall be revealed. I am the hostess of this weekly Gothic music entertainment show, Madame Tamara Ravencroft, your vampire empress mistress of chateaus. Myself and Eva shall connect with you in roughly 28 minutes' time. You're listening to The Dark Side, here on Classic Rock FM 98.5, the sound of the region.
Thank you. darkness behind her still. She sees it all. She sees it all. She sees it all. She sees it all. And in my dying hours, she gives me black roses. And as my time shall pass, I'm calling for more. And in my dying hour, she gives me black roses. And as my time shall pass, I'm calling for more. And as my time shall pass, I'm falling for her. And in my dying hour, she gives me black roses. And as my time shall pass, I'm falling for her.
Yeah. sugar kisses. Just when you think she's yours, she's flown to other shores to laugh at how you break melt into this lake.
Mistress of Shadows, Madam Tamara Ravencroft, here on The Dark Side, Canada's only mainstream gothic radio show.
The gothic vampire empress adores hearing from you, darklings. Madame Ravencroft can be reached by email at madameravencroft@gmail.com. or on Facebook under the radio fan page, The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft, or her personal profile page at Tamara Ravencroft, bracket, The Gothic Empress. Past episodes of The Dark Side always can be found at visionsinsound.ca.
The very best in movie, television, and video game soundtracks and scores. Tune in to the maestro of soundtracks, Rob Daniels, and Visions in Sound. Saturdays at midnight.
We are the sound of the region. Classic Rock FM 98.5 CKWR, broadcasting out of Waterloo, Ontario, Canada.
We'll be right back. repetition in your head. 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7
Nearly a half hour since we last connected, my darklings, and this is our last time in which we shall connect for this week. I am the Dark Side's hostess, Madame Ravencroft, only heard here on Classic Rock FM 98.5. We jumped into hour two of our Secret Song Selection feature entry for our maxi series off It Sounds Goth, But Nope, You Be Wrong. From Baltimore, Maryland, we heard new wave synth-pop lead singer of the American superband The Cars, Rick Ocasek, and Keep On Laughing, taken off his 1986 solo album, The Side of Paradise, released on the Geffen record label. Next up, from Melbourne, Australia, dark wave goth rock band Icon visits with their remix version off their mega hit, Black Roses, one of my favorites of theirs. From off their 1997 Apollyon, Now Records Europe album, The Final Experience. Then hailing from Liverpool, England, we were enchanted with Echo the Bunnymen and Lips Like Sugar, found on their WEA 1987 alt-rock, goth-rock, post-punk, self-named album, Echo and the Bunnymen. After a program station break, we returned with the Cult of Bradford, West Yorkshire, England, with their alt-rock, goth-rock legendary hit, She Sells Sanctuary, released on the Beggar's Banquet label, 1985 album, Love. Following next from Washington, D.C., we heard the David Bowie cover of Heroes by Strange Boutique from off their Metropolis Records alt-rock, goth-rock 2004 compilation album, The Collection, 1988-1994. Then we finished up with Montreal, Quebec, darkwave, goth-rock, post-punk band, See Noir, and Eyes Wide, found on the Valoria Records 2025 album, Supernatural. Kicking us out, we shall hear four final pieces of musical gothic seduction from some mighty morbidly fine talent, starting with Glasgow, Scotland's new wave goth pop duo Strawberry Switchblade with Let Her Go, found on their 1985 Corova label album, Strawberry Switchblade. Sliding into our third to last place, we have another Scottish dream pop ethereal goth post-punk duo, Cocteau Twins, with a selection from their The Pink Opaque album. Their 1986 hit, Purely Dewdrops Drops, released on the Relativity 480 record label. Next, our final two shall be a new dark wave goth rock band heard here on the Dark Side for their very first time. From Birmingham, England, we shall listen to Black Rose Moves and Summer Sorrow from out their 2025 self-released EP, Death Dance. Then finally, Bloodstained Reverie takes us out with their 2025 self-released digital single, Drenched in Red.
The chime bell of time alerts us all that it's time for you, Lady Ravencroft, to channel your mystic oracle side, to impart some wisdom to all your darklings, gravelings, baby bats, and new blood newcomers listening in.
Indeed it is, my dear Fae. This evening's wisdom I send you off with is this. I ask you this, who watches the Watchers when the Watchers are Nazis? Or, in this case, aligned with Nazi-esque ideology and New World Order compulsion to entrench their worldview not just on the people, but taught and brainwashed into the very young in school itself. Damaged souls who do not wish to rest on their laurels to subvert their own nation. They want to bend, buckle, and break other nations to their will as well. To submit the world to their twisted and heavily flawed world thought pattern of corruption, depravity, and lies that are punished when used against them. Remember this, intimidation only works until it meets resistance. The more resistance encountered by those who intimidate, the faster and more immediate the buckling of the resolve which powers that intimidation will take place. Never bow to intimidation, for to bat an eye or show compassion or weakness against those who intimidate and you give them plenty of room to take full advantage of you, should you do that. Utilize the tools of integrity, resilience, composure, and clarity fully when under threat and you will persevere. Be absolutely sure in your conviction and be forthright and honest with your assertion. For if you are hiding a flaw that you yourself created, be rest assured it may be used against you. If you're truthful and without any mistakes, you shall endure in the end. All bullies fear resistance. It is their kryptonite. As for the master intimidator himself, President Trump, it is his tenacious impulse to default to schoolyard coercion tactics for which consequences do not exist, which just confirms his decrepitude. Exposing him for who he is, when making deals by arm twisting those who are good and encounter him in trade matters. A man who harasses all who dare to come before him, ticking him off, forcing his hand, releasing his demented rage through his egotistical impulse. It is he who makes the rules and not you, the hallmark of a classic master antagonizer. A man along with his followers who despises virtues and those who are possessed by it. For the seven heavenly virtues have been the eons-long direct enemy of the seven deadly sins. This is what we see in action here in 2026 between Canada, the torch holder of the seven virtues, versus the United States, the cheerleader of the seven sins. Do not give the devil power over thee, or you will find yourself roasted by the very same devil, lest you tempt its threats made most vicious. If you take on the evil, make darn sure to eradicate it completely. This oracle has spoken. Until next week, setting all listening in on the other end, out there, my most loving, heartfelt Sanquinarian kisses. Brightest of blessings to all Wiccans and each and every God family member listening in. I shall remain and continue to be your vampiric mistress of shadow magic, Madame Tamara Ravencroft. Remember to stay and keep to the light as you continue looking into the dark. Do not be seduced by that darkness, for nothing of substance or worth can be found in that empty, cold void. Keep moral, never immoral. My night bebes, my darklings, and my gravelings, keep on staying sinfully delicious. From the dark side, I shall be forever watching. Ciao. Thank you.
Incidental music for The Dark Side was composed and performed by Bear McCreary, Mark Vandermolen, Jeremy Soule, Lorena McKennett, Lucas Note, and ASMR Weekly.
She told me so. The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft is Canada's premier Gothic mainstream radio program and only found at Classic Rock FM 98.5 CKWR.
Take the drive, the afternoon drive, with Coral Andrews, Monday through Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. here on Classic Rock FM 98.5.
Waterloo Region's alternative music source. We are 98.5, the sound of the region.
Thank you. Take my-